Just in relation to the issue about dogs being let run wild, there's one thing we must remember, that the farm is actually a place of work for that farmer. And under health and safety legislation, there is that farmer is responsible for his own safety. I think that's a very important point to remember. Just in relation to resources, and the resources are absolutely scarce on the ground. There's no doubt about that. But it's the powers that those dog wardens, and even in Garda Síochána have, which is a problem. Because if you just look at the 1986 Control of Dogs Act, you know, a guard or a dog warden is prohibited from following a dog into a residential premises. That's actually what's covered in the legislation. So that is one area that seriously needs to be addressed. The first of all, about the numbers, and then in relation to the powers that those officers actually enjoy. Because unless that is addressed, we are not going to make any progress on this problem. Because unfortunately, and I can just relate to a situation. I spent 2 hours in the company of a farmer in West Donegal one night. That farmer, the distress and the anxiety that he displayed, he had 30 sheep killed. The dog was chased back to a premises. But because of the provision in the legislation, there's nobody could go into that premises. The fear was that that dog would actually repeat that attack at a later date. And that is where a huge problem exists. So I have about 7 or 8 points and around the 1986 Control of Dog Act, where there are huge weaknesses, and that is just one example. And if I get an opportunity, Kayla, at a later stage, I will cover some other, but I definitely feel that that is something that needs to be addressed.